Amen. All right, you pray for us this morning. We try to bring you a word today out of Numbers chapter 13. I don't know what you stand in need of today, but I know that this is a message the Lord wants preached today, and I trust Him today that He'll touch somebody's life today. And maybe we can leave here changed from how we come in this place today. I bless the Lord for His word today. I'm glad I've got a copy of it in my hands this morning. Numbers, chapter number 13. The Bible says, "And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Send thou men that they may search the land of Canaan, which I give unto the children of Israel. Of every tribe of their fathers shall ye send a man, every one a ruler among them." Verse number 17. "And Moses sent them to spy out the land of Canaan, and said unto them, Get you up this way southward, and go up unto the mountain, and see the land what it is, and the people that dwell therein, whether they be strong or weak, few or many, and what the land is that they dwell in, whether it be good or bad, or what cities they be that they dwell in, whether in tents or in strongholds, and what the land is, whether it be fat or lean, whether there be wood therein or not. And be ye of good courage, and bring of the fruit of the land. Now the time was the time of the first ripe grapes. So they went up and searched the land from the wilderness of Zin unto Rehob, as men cometh to Hamath." Verse 23, "They came unto the brook of Eshcol, cut down from thence a branch of one cluster of grapes. They bare it between two upon a staff. They brought of the pomegranates and of the figs." Verse 25, "They returned from searching the land after 40 days. They went and came to Moses and to Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel unto the wilderness of Paran to Kadesh, brought back word unto them and unto the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land. And they told him and said, We came unto the land whither thou sentest us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land. The cities are walled and very great. Moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south. The Hittites, Jebusites, Amorites dwell in the mountains. The Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it." Father, I thank You, Lord, for the blessed word this morning. Lord, I need Your help, God, and Your touch. Lord, I pray, God, that You'd stand with me now. Just a few minutes, Lord, I ask You, God, to touch hearts and lives. And, Lord, I pray this morning as Your word goes out, Lord, God, it would be effective in somebody's heart, somebody's life today. Lord, when all's said and done, I pray You'd have glory and You'd have honor over this place this morning. In Jesus' name I ask You, amen. You can be seated. I don't know, y'all don't report me to the Pope, but I'm going to take my coat off. It's hot up here. Amen. This morning, I'd like to look at a couple of thoughts out of this passage of Scripture right here. You'll find in one verse, number 17, the land of Canaan is mentioned. And you'll find on over in verse number 26, the place of Kadesh is mentioned. And then a little further on, you'll find that there's a phrase mentioned, "Surely it floweth with milk and honey." And this morning I want to look at this passage of Scripture, and I want to preach on this subject today, Canaan or Kadesh. Now, you may not understand what I'm talking about, so let me give you just a little bit of history. This people had come out of Egypt. They had come out from under bondage. They were the people of God now on the move. God had led them into the wilderness there. They had gone 3 days or 3 months journey and camped at Mount Sinai for 11 months. They had received the law of God, and now they were headed toward Canaan land, a land that had been promised by God that He would bring them to it, that He would give it to them. And now they've come to a place called Kadesh. This place was about an 11-day journey. They came to the very border of Canaan land. We sang that song, Canaan land is just in sight. Well, that's where they were. Canaan land was just over the mountain right there, but they came to a place of decision. Listen, they came to a place to where they had to look over into that land and whether they were going to believe the promises of God or reject the promises of God. And this morning, I want to kind of apply this thing spiritually to you and me today. And I wonder today if there's some of you folk here today that's right on the border of Canaan land. Is there somebody that may be just a step away from going a little bit further with God and getting into the perfect will of God? And you've got a decision to make today. Are you going to remain in the wilderness? Are you going to stay in Kadesh? Are you going to take that step of faith and head over into Canaan land? I tell you, the blessings of God are over in Canaan land. I tell you, there's a higher place that we can dwell today as we journey through this life. God's got a higher plane for His people if we'll just step up, believe the Word of God, and step on over into Canaan land and let God bless you the way He wants to bless you. But I'm afraid a lot of times we just choose to stay over in the wilderness, Brother Ken. The places that we've done travel, the things that we've done seen, the things that we've been doing, we just get satisfied and complacent with the wilderness. But God has got something better for His people today. But we've got to believe God. We've got to step out by faith and go. And listen, these people saw obstacles over there in that land. Oh, listen, sometimes, you know, we want to walk by sight and not by faith. Listen, the things you see today will scare you. Amen? Yes. God that wants us to step out by faith, believe His Word, and walk this life of faith. We want to see too much. Oh, listen, we want to know what the outcome is before the beginning. But God wants to use us in a walk of faith. And listen, God, He's going to stand with you. Wherever He sends you, He'll go. There's nothing to be afraid of this morning. The children of Israel had this thing promised to them. But listen, an 11-day journey, turned into a 39-year wilderness walk. This wilderness walk that they went through was marked by doubt. It was marked by disobedience. It was marked by graves. Every disappointment you could imagine was out there in that wilderness, and that's where most of them died. Are you going to spend your life in the wilderness? Listen. Christians, has the Lord spoken to you? Has God ever nudged your heart to move forward, to do something more for Him, to make a greater commitment to the cause of Christ? And you just happy where you at to be a spectator? God wants you to step in this thing with both feet. God wants to use you for His honor and His glory. Listen, you can rebel against the will of God. You can come to church every Sunday and be sitting in unbelief and doubt. God wants you to move up a little closer. He wants you to get out of Kadesh and move on up to Canaan land this morning. Oh, it's decision time. These folks were marked with a decision whether to believe God and move on or stay where they were at. Sadly, they chose to stay where they were at. Their lives ended in shame in the wilderness. And they'd never got to enjoy the good blessings of God because of their doubts, their disobedience. First of all, this morning I want to say on these thoughts of Canaan or Kadesh, listen, if you're going to go forward for God, it requires a forward march. Too often in our Christian life, in our churches, we get comfortable. When you get comfortable, you get complacent. When you get complacent, you get cold. When you get cold, you get calloused. And when you get all them things, you got nothing but a dead church that ain't a going nowhere. The Lord spoke to the children of Israel back in Exodus chapter 14. He told Moses to tell my people that they should go forward. Forward. Ain't no sitting still with God. No. God wants His people going forward. We're on the march. We're heading into Canaan land by the good grace of God, and we ain't going to stop in Canaan land. We're going to stop when we get to heaven's land. That's where we're headed this morning. But listen now, you got to get out of this wilderness thing. Get in this march. It requires a forward march. And let me say first of all that God gave them a leader. I'm glad we've got a leader today at the house of God. Ain't you? I'm glad He's here with us this morning. God's given us a Moses to help lead us through this wilderness. We sang this old song, "This world's been a wilderness. I'm ready for deliverance." Are you ready this morning for deliverance today? Would you like to step up and be a little closer to God than you've ever been? Would you like for God to use your life? Hey, listen, we can waste our life or we can allow God to use our life. This old journey is a wilderness around us. Listen in verse number 17, he said this. Moses sent them out to spy out the land of Canaan. Said unto them, "Get up this way, southward, and go up into the mountain." I'm glad we've got a leader that comes in here Sunday after Sunday and does his best to get us up out of the wilderness and get us to Canaan land. Some of y'all look like you could stand a little lifting up today. Some of you look like you need to get up to the mountain this morning. Hey, listen, this is a time to worship God. This is a time. This is the Lord's day. This is the Lord's house. Listen to what He's got to say to you this morning. God's got a word for us here at this place today. And God has given us a leader. Thank God for that. On this forward march, I'm glad God don't just save us and send us out on our own. God's got leadership. God is a God of order. And I thank God for leadership. Amen. I look back when I was a young Christian. I appreciate the man of God that I got to come up under. He was a spiritual leader to me. I looked up to him. I listened to him. And I learned from him. Do you good to pray for your pastor and listen to what he's got to say. He's applying the Word of God in his heart and his life. He's seeking a Word for you to help lead you through this wilderness journey to Canaan land. Thank God for a leader. God gave them a Moses over there. Amen. Moses was a good leader. God not only gave them a leader, but He gave them the land. Now this is the amazing thing. It was theirs. It was theirs. God gave it to them. God promised it way back to Abraham hundreds of years before. He told Abraham to get up, get out of his country, get away from his kindred, and to a land that I'll show you. And he went on and he told him, Abraham, that I'm going to give you this land. And it says that Abraham wound up in the land of Canaan. And he built an altar there and he worshiped the Lord. It was their land. All they had to do was just be obedient and take it. Listen, the blessings of God are ours. How many times have we forfeited God's blessings by our stubborn will and disobedience to Him? God wants to bless you this morning. But you got to be in His will. Not your will, His will. God had given them the land. God gave them light. We don't walk in darkness this morning. There's no excuse for you and me. God followed them in a pillar of cloud by day and a fire by night. And not only that, they had the Word of God that God had spoken to Abraham, that God had spoken to Isaac, that God had spoken to Jacob, that God had spoken to Moses. The land was theirs. All that required of them was to go forward. Forward. Boy, we are made up of flesh, though. Too often we're led by the flesh and not of the Spirit. Too often we fail to seek a filling of the Spirit of God, and so we follow the flesh and the stubborn will that's built within us, and we fail and miss the blessings of God. So church today, I want to say it's decision time. Are you going forward to Canaan land, or are you just going to stay in Kadesh? Kadesh, place of death, place of defeat, place of defiance to the will of God. It is decision time for you. You and you. Not only does it require a forward march to get to this Canaan land, to the will of God for your life, but it's going to require a focused march. Now, we live in a modern day, in a modern time, and this world has placed so many burdens upon us, and our flesh has placed so many lusts on us, that most of the time we can't even focus on the things of God for being so tied up with the things of the world. Amen. Listen, we got to get focused on the important things of life. Life is short. And I say this morning, you ought to focus on God's providence. God has a will. And Brother Adam spoke this morning, God has a will for my life. He has a will for your life. In the providential hand of God, He come to you one day when you walked in darkness and walked in sin and were headed to hell. He delivered you by His mighty hand. And listen now, He's brought you from Egypt. He's brought you now to this wilderness of this world. I've brought you this morning to Kadesh, to where I want you to make a decision today. Are you going to stay in the wilderness, or are you going to move on to Canaan land? God wants you to move on. Requires a focused march of God's providence, of God's placement. God wanted His children in the land that He had promised. He told Abraham, "I'll make of thee a great nation. Your seed shall be as the sand of the sea." Now, why did God want to place them over there in that land? God wanted them to be a light to the whole world. God wanted to make them to be a special people to Him, a people that worship Him, a people and a nation that all other nations of the earth would look at and see they are the people of the true and the living God. God wanted to place them in this place, in this land. Listen, we ought to be wanting to be in the place that God would have us to be in life. What is the most important thing in your life today? Take a little inventory this morning. What is the most important thing to you? God has placed you in this house this morning. Many of you, God has placed in this house as a member of Liberty Baptist Church. I want to ask you, are you in the place that God wants you to be today? Are you? Daddies, have you got your family in the right place? Are you just wandering in the wilderness today? You need to get in the house of God and you get in the place that God wants you to be. Get in this march. Get focused on the right things in life. Focus on God's providence. Focus on the place that God wants you to be, your placement. Focus on God's promises. Listen, God's promises are sufficient. We ain't got to walk by sight. We walk upon the faith and the promises of God. From Canaan's land to heaven's land, that's where we're headed. I'm glad this life is not all there is to it. Ain't you? It requires a forward march and requires a focused march. And I hope that you can get your life lined up with these two things today. But I want you to notice something else that happened in this passage of Scripture right here that I certainly hope won't happen in your life, in my life. They made fleshly mistakes. There's a recording of fleshly mistakes in this passage of Scripture right here. You better guard your life against the flesh. Your flesh won't lead you in the paths that God wants you to go. Listen, first of all, I want you to notice that there was a committee appointed. The land was already theirs. There was a committee appointed to go in there and look what he says in verse number 18. He says in verse 17, Moses sent them out to spy out the land of Canaan. Verse 18, he says, to see the land, what it is, and the people that dwell therein, whether it be strong or weak, few or many, and so on and so on. He didn't say, I want you to go in there and see if we can take the land. He didn't say, I want you to go over there and see, you know, if these people are going to wipe us out or whatever. Moses knew the land was theirs. They were put to a test right here. This committee come back with an evil report. Oh, there was fleshly mistakes there. There was 12 opinions and only two of them were positive. Boy, you get in trouble appointing committees, Brother Ken. Most of the time a committee wants to say, well, we'll just go a little further with this thing. They were supposed to go in there and bring back some fruit. And let the people know what God had for them. But what they do, they come back and said, we can't do it. Look at this building out here. We can't do it. It's too much for us. Oh, listen to me now. You better watch out with your flesh. Your fleshly mistakes, your fleshly mouth will get you in trouble. This committee right here, there was 10 of them that come back and they started running their mouth about the obstacles over there. And the things that was going to happen to them. Why, they said, well, we ain't nothing but grasshoppers in their sight. They're giants over there in that land. We can't. But listen, remember this morning, God can. God can. I know we can't. Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. If we'll just keep that in our gourd up here, then we can go somewhere for God. Listen, you can't teach. You can't preach, you can't sing, but God can do it all. Amen. God can build a church. God can save and add to the church. God can do all things this morning. Don't make the fleshly mistakes. Putting your confidence in man. Fleshly mistakes of a committee, and then the fleshly mistakes of complaining. Complaining. You notice right here in this, and in chapter 14, verses 1 through 4, it says, all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried. And the people wept that night. And all the children of Israel murmured against Moses. You know what complaining is? Complaining is contagious. Somebody whined a little bit. Somebody complained a little bit. And they didn't go to Moses. They started complaining to each other first. You know, when you get the bellyache at church, you know what you want? You want somebody else to have the bellyache. You know what you'll do? You'll go see if you can draw some people into your little crowd. And if you get up enough on your side, then you'll go to talking about the pastor and blaming everything on him and bellyaching about leadership. That's what these folks did. Now, God was there. God was willing to bless them. God was willing to set them up in that land and let them enjoy things that they had never seen before. They'd been over in Egypt under bondage, slaves. And God had the blessings of this world to give them, and yet they wanted to bellyache about God. Oh, listen, complaining. Don't you forget this, complaining is contagious. I tell you what, if all you can do is bellyache and complain, you need to shut your mouth. Amen. Oh, listen now. Fleshly mistakes. Too big a committee. Complaining. And then the courage. He told them over there to be of a good courage. Good courage. Listen, we ought not to be fearful. We got the God of glory. God Almighty is on our side. We have nothing to fear. But I tell you when you can fear if you've got your confidence in the arm of the flesh and not the arm of God. And then you ought to be scared. Oh, be of good courage. Let's have confidence in God. Verse 31 says, "But the men that went up with him said, we be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we." See, we, this we thing, it mentioned nothing about God and His power. You better have your confidence this morning in the arm of God. Your courage should lie in the arm of God. God, if God be with us, who can be against us? Amen. Lastly, this morning, not only this thing of getting to Canaan land, does it require a forward march and a focused march? Guard yourself against making fleshly mistakes. But then there is the recording of fatal mistakes. Wouldn't it be sad to go through this life and miss the blessings of God making fatal mistakes? And it can be a fatal thing. You can see in this passage of Scripture right here, these folks chose to doubt. Now, we got choices to make. We can choose to doubt God. We can choose to believe God. And these folks turned their back on the will of God. They turned their back on the Word of God, the way that God had laid out for them and gave them a leader to take them to. They chose to say, no, that's not for me. In fact, they not only chose to doubt, they chose to draw back. They chose to drop out. Notice what the Bible says in chapter 14 and verse number 2. All the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron. The whole congregation said unto them, would God that we died in the land of Egypt, or would God that we had died in this wilderness. Those were words of prophecy. They didn't know what they were saying. God was fixing to let them go into the wilderness and die out there out of the will of God. I hope and pray that when I draw my last breath, when my heart beats its last time, I hope and pray that I'm living in the will of God and in the place where God wants me to be. Listen, they chose to draw back. Oh my, this morning, Canaan land is just in sight. How many times does the devil tempt you to go back to Egypt? Boy, he likes to work on us. He likes to show you things out there in this old world, to get you to drop out of this thing, get you to drop out of this heavenly march, this thing of going for God. And he'd love this morning to have you to say, no, I'll turn back. I think he does that with probably everybody, especially young Christians. He'll try his best to get you to turn back to the old ways, the old things. It's a life of misery. It's a life of conviction. And it can end up a life of death. God will draw a line in the sand, will you? He did with these folks right here. They chose to doubt. They made fatal mistakes. They chose to draw back, and they were condemned to die. They crossed the line with God. You'll notice in closing right here, in verse number 22 of chapter 14, because all those men which have seen my glory and my miracles which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness and have tempted me now these 10 times and have not hearkened unto my voice. God is sending a word to you this morning. I don't know who it's for, but God has sent you a word this morning. Are you going to stay in the wilderness or are you going to move on to Canaan land? Surely they shall not see the land which I swear unto their fathers, neither shall any of them that provoke me see it. They cross the line. Verse 29. Your carcasses shall fall in this wilderness, and all that were numbered of you according to your whole number, from 20 years old and upward, which have murmured against me, doubtless you shall not come into the land concerning which I swear to make you dwell therein, save Caleb the son of Jephunneh and Joshua the son of Nun. Listen now. But your little ones, which you said should be a prey, them will I bring in, and they shall know the land which you have despised. But as for you, your carcasses shall fall in this wilderness, and your children shall wander in the wilderness 40 years and bear your whoredoms until your carcasses be wasted in the wilderness. I want you to notice in closing right here their decision to stay in the wilderness. Not only did they die in the wilderness, but it had an effect upon their children. Listen, daddies, mamas, the spiritual decisions you make in your life this morning is going to have an effect upon your children, even upon your children's children. I think it was Joshua a little later on in the scripture. He said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Listen, God wants to move you a little higher this morning. God wants you to get out of this wilderness and move up to Canaan land, to a land where He can bless you, to a land where He can use you, to a place where you can be a blessing to your family, you can be a blessing to your neighbor, you can be a blessing to folks down on your job, you can be a blessing at the church house. It's a step of faith. And God wants you to take that step this morning. Or you can decide to say no and die in the wilderness. There's such a thing as a wasted life. You can come to church every Sunday. You can be faithful to the church and still waste your life saying no to the will of God. Now, there's somebody here this morning this message was for. I tried my best. I studied several messages, but this is what God wanted preached this morning. Somebody here today, God is saying it's decision time. It's decision time, or it could be dying time. It's in your hands. Stand with us. Brother Dave, would you come with a song this morning?